How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast.
Oh, it's so cold outside. I don't want to go outside. I didn't really exercise for a long time. And I haven't really eaten well, so much complex, heavy food. I just feel tired and I need to change something. On Monday, next Monday, everything is gonna change. I'm gonna go for a run every day. I'm gonna go outside. I'm gonna eat well. I'm gonna eat only raw foods and super healthy plant-based foods. And everything is gonna change. Wait. This is not how it works at all. But I would say many, if not most of us, have found ourselves in this trap. And it happens quite subconsciously, because it is natural for us, if we realize that something is going that is going on in our lives isn't really helping us moving forward and is holding us back from stepping into our full potential, that once we realize that it's going on, we want to change everything. We want to step into our power. We want to move forward and just live a better life and feel better, most of all. But there are a few traps and a few mistakes that I made in the past, and I see many, many people also doing now that the New Year's is just around the corner, or we just passed it. And we have the beginning of the year. Many people started with their New Year's resolutions, and they set goals and visions. And the first mistake that many people make is choosing a specific day to start the change. For example, if they realize that they don't feel well and they want to change something, they say, okay, on Monday, I'm gonna change and I'm gonna go start running and do all these things. Well, why not start now? Why not, if you feel now that you should go outside a little more and move your body a little more and get some fresh air, why not go outside now and just embrace the moment that you realize it now and make the change now? It's much more powerful than, you know, pushing it away again onto a couple of days, because in those couple of days, your mindset can change again. You can sink into your old habits again, and you can even forget about changing what you wanted to do. So instead of choosing a specific day, or even like the new year, like, you know, in November, you feel like, oh, it's winter, I haven't really been outside much. On the new year, I'm going to change everything. No, why wait? Why wait for change? You know, the only moment that we are really living is now. You don't know what's going to happen in 2 days or in a couple weeks. Especially during those crazy times now, we don't really know what's coming. So make the best out of your day or your life in the current moment and do what you really love now. The other thing that I see many people do is wanting to just get rid of bad habits without having a replacement. And the problem with this is it's good that you already realized that something is not really right in your life and you want to change something. But it's the same with eating. You know, if you have been eating just too healthy foods and you don't feel well, then you can't just get rid of the food. You need to eat something. You can't just starve yourself. That wouldn't help you at all and just make you more hungry, and then you would even binge or crave more foods. So we always need a replacement for a habit that we want to change. If it's food, then we need a healthier choice for the food we eat. If it's, for example, you have been on your phone too much in the evening in your bed, and you have been sleeping late, and the next day you wake up tired because you stayed up late, because you stayed on your phone, it doesn't help to just try to put away the phone, because your body is used to be distracted by your phone for an hour, 2, 3, 4 hours, however much it be. And if you just take away the phone, you will be laying there in your bed and thinking, what am I doing here? I'm not tired. I can't sleep yet. So then maybe you will be able to do it a couple days, or even just one day, you know, or a couple hours. I catch myself sometimes if I just put my phone away, but I don't find an exercise or an activity to exchange it with, then I go back to my phone in a couple hours. Or even if I manage a couple days, then I go back to my old habits because I haven't really found a new habit that is fun to me to exchange it with. So if that would be the case, you could, for example, grab a book and start reading, or you could, if you have housemates or living with your family, you can just ask them to maybe play some games, some card games, some board games in the evening, instead of, you know, your parents or your housemates watching Netflix or watching something on the TV, and you are on your phone or however the situation might look like. You can sit together and socialize a little bit more, or you could exchange it for going for a walk, things like that. Just be creative with it and just find things that you really like doing and see what you can exchange it with. That is really the case for anything. It's the case for staying on your phone too much or eating unhealthy. We need a better option to replace it with, to fill the void that would be there if we just get rid of the habit. And the mistake that is made the most, and I kind of touched on it a little bit already, is wanting to change too much at once. So realizing that so many different aspects of your life are going wrong at the moment, and then you want to change everything at once. It doesn't work. I would say for most people it doesn't work. Some people can change a lot and they can stick to it. You know, there are some people that more or less switched overnight to being a raw vegan. But personally, I haven't really met those people yet. Most raw vegans, or even vegans that I met that changed overnight, I changed overnight, by the way, too. I did a 30-day vegan challenge and just stayed vegan from then on. But I still went back a couple times to eating animal products here and there, especially in the beginning, because I wasn't aware of the animals yet and the ethic side of it and the environmental side to the vegan diet. I was doing it out of health reasons. I wanted to feel better and get rid of my allergies and everything. So with changing to a vegan diet, or plant-based diet, I should say, because vegan is not a diet, it's a lifestyle. It's a mindset, I would say even. But with changing to a vegan diet, it's much easier because you can still eat cooked food. With changing to a raw vegan, it's much harder. So what I would say is, if you want to change, for example, your eating habits, and you also want to exercise more, is picking out one thing. And I would even say, leave the food behind for now, leave it aside, and really focus on the daily essentials. I talk about this so much also on Instagram, because it is really the foundation. It's the structure that our life is built up on, I would say. It's the foundation or the fundament to our life. So the daily essentials, I call the things that I need to do every day on a consistent basis to stay sane, to stay balanced and fulfilled in my life. These are the daily essentials. And for me, that is nourishing my body well, is moving my body every day in some way, getting fresh air, hydrate my body, and sunlight. Some of these things are harder to get in winter, for example, sunlight. But on the contrary, we can get more fresh air in winter. At least it feels fresher to me. It feels more clean than in summer if it's like really humid and like a damp air kind of. So we just need to see the positive side to things. Go with the flow, go with the seasonal change, and just pick out one thing. So I would start with moving my body daily, going outside, because then we get some sunlight, even some sunlight, even if it's cloudy and if it's a gray sky, we get sunlight on the skin. at least in the face, if it's cold outside and we're wearing a lot of clothes. Plus, we get fresh air, plus we get movement, even if we just go for a walk. You don't have to, like, if you haven't been working out at all and moving your body at all, it's not a wise idea to try to run every day or every other day or a couple times a week. The best thing is to start walking. Going for a walk, even if it's just 10 minutes, just go outside. And once you go outside and you feel the fresh air and you get into the rhythm of walking, most of the time we realize, wow, this feels actually great. And you, without forcing it or without telling yourself, I go for an hour walk now or I go for an hour run now, it's coming natural to you because it just feels good and you want to get more of it. And that's how we really start changing something. It has to come in a natural way. If we force it too much, we're not going to stick to it. Of course, in the beginning, there has to be some kind of... we have to step up in some kind of way and overcome our fear or our blockages. But it doesn't take like a huge amount of energy to overcome these blockages. You don't have to, as I just said, force yourself to go for an hour run. Even just saying, I'm going for a walk now, a short walk, is enough to kickstart it. And then once you have been walking every day and you move your body more, what I realized in my personal life is the more I move my body, the more I spend time outside, the less dense the food is I want to consume. Because most of the time, we don't really realize it, but most of the time we use food to ground ourselves, to balance out the energies. For example, if I eat fruit, I usually eat fruit all day until dinner. So I'm at the moment in winter, I'm doing kind of like raw till 4. So I'm eating mostly fruits throughout the day. And then for dinner, I'm having a cooked meal, sometimes with a salad, sometimes soup. And this is for me also because the fruit is not the best quality. And for me, it's harder to just sustain myself and stay balanced with just fruit in winter or even just raw. That's why it just feels better for me to cook my food. But I realized on the days I was really like, I had a fulfilled life. I worked a lot on my projects. I went outside. I met some friends. I come home sometimes in the evening and I'm not really that hungry. And that is because I already balanced out my emotions. So without trying to force to eat healthier and stay on the raw, more on the raw side or more on the whole food side and eat simply, without forcing that, I still manage to eat simple and delicious meals, and it still satisfies me because I have been ticking all the other boxes of the daily essentials. But on the days where I don't go outside much, I catch myself wanting to eat heavier foods to ground myself and balance out the energy. So it is really essential for you to find out what your daily essentials are. For most of us humans, the basis of the daily essentials are the same, because we all need sunlight, we all need fresh air, we all need hydration, we need good nourishment, whatever that looks like for you. And all of these things are essential to all of us. But then you have the individual daily essentials that you just, someone might like dancing a little more, or drawing or painting or singing or doing some kind of art. And for other people, they are not really into arts and they like to do more masculine stuff like, running or physically working out, things like that. So just tune in, take a piece of paper and ask yourself, what do you really need to do on a daily basis to stay sane and to stay balanced and in your center? And then once you have your daily essentials, you can pick out one or two things to start incorporating into your life. But slowly, step by step. And then you can step it up. Once you're going for a walk every day, you can start running maybe once or twice a week, And then you can step it up from there. And all of a sudden, after a couple weeks and even a couple months, you realize, whoa, I'm running like 3 times a week. I'm going to do a half marathon. And I'm going to do all these things and I have so much energy, because you've been slowly building it up. But if you want too much at once, most of us will just fail at it and go back to our comfort zone because it's too painful, it's too much at once. So these are the main things we have to look out for if we want to change our habits and stick to the habits. I really hope this episode shine some light onto whatever is going on in your life and helped you out. If you have any questions, as always, you can check me out on Instagram at fabio.belanova. I'm thinking most of you coming from Instagram as this is the main platform that I'm promoting, but I'm still saying it. As always, if you want to reach out, send me a DM with any questions. I'm happy to answer it. It doesn't matter if it's private, related, or to like if you have a question about my own life, or if you just want to step up your game, you know, feel healthy, more healthy, and just live a better life. I'm here for you. And yeah, that is it for this episode. I hope to see you in the next one. No, I'm sure to see you in the next one. Don't forget to follow this this podcast so you get notified if future episodes are coming. I'm uploading every Sunday now, one episode a week every Sunday. And it will be available for everyone in the world on Sunday morning. So yeah, that's it for me today. talk to you soon. See you soon. Bye-bye.